This is Robert Martellacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning technology e-magazine, and co-founder of C21 Canada. I'm honored to have joined me this morning for a Mindshare Learning Moment, the Honorable Gordon Dirks, Minister of Education in Alberta and Chair of the Council of Ministers of Education Canada. Thank you for joining me this morning, Minister Dirks. Well, congratulations on hosting in your backyard the 5th International Summit on the Teaching Profession that officially kicks off today. What an impressive lineup of topics and presenters. The theme, I understand, is implementing highly effective teacher policy and practice. How's it going so far?
You know, this is an amazing international summit. We're honored to be hosting it here in Canada for the first time. Tremendous opportunity to share education successes with the world and to hear from the world and discuss opportunities and challenges as all of our countries and provinces move further into the 21st century.
Now, any highlights from yesterday's pre-conference, if you will? I was following the Twitter feed and some great dialogue around innovation and equity and the Aboriginal community.
You know, we had a great Pan-Canadian summit yesterday. Went extremely well. Provinces and territories have ensured that there's a wide diversity of voices that are being heard here in Banff. Teachers are here, union leaders, education experts, NGO representatives, business representatives, students. It was great to hear the student voice here, too, and, of course, ministers of education. And highlights so far, well, I think I'm struck by just how much we have in common, despite the differences in culture, language, and, of course, our great geography. The Pan-Canadian Summit confirmed that whether the challenge is closing the achievement gap between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal students, or building quality early childhood education systems, or integrating technology into the classroom, we're all striving to ensure the development of our most precious resource, our young people. So today is the beginning of the International Summit. I've already had the privilege of meeting one-on-one with a number of ministers from countries around the globe, and we're looking forward to rich and productive conversations about some of the most pressing issues in education today. We're going to be looking at how to foster leadership throughout our whole education system, how valuing teachers means better teaching, teacher recognition, and how innovation strategies can positively impact learning outcomes for the future.
Well, and that's a good segue to my question on innovation, and that's quite a focus. What are some of the highlights in terms of supporting teacher practice in getting beyond pockets of innovation? You know, are there plans for more collaboration on a national level through CMAC, for example? You've done a tremendous job, I think, in Alberta in terms of innovation, but we need to get beyond pockets.
You know, I really appreciate your thoughts on that, Robert. Sharing what we are doing is one of the most important things that we can do. One of the themes from yesterday was the importance of collaboration. So we can collaborate at the individual school level where teachers are in discussion with one another. We can collaborate at system levels. We can collaborate across the province. And, of course, we can collaborate across the country. And we need to do that. Innovation results when people share good ideas and unique processes. So the summit itself is facilitating a conversation that doesn't occur very often, bringing together key players, helping to break down artificial barriers that block innovation. So over the next few days, we'll be talking about a variety of strategies to foster innovation, from facilitating distributed leadership in the school system to finding ways to support teachers and principals who want to try something different. And that's one of the things we're really committed to here in Alberta. And when I talk with my minister colleagues across the country, everyone has a passion to innovate in order to move our education systems forward and provide our students with the very best. And, you know, complex systems, and all of our education systems are complex, they have a tendency sometimes to punish failure. And that can result in risk aversion, which
right.
is very opposite of what we need. We have to find ways to allow experimentation while ensuring students still come out of their studies with the knowledge and skills they need.
Absolutely. I like to say it takes a digital village to raise a child in the 21st century. And I'm so impressed with the level of engagement of students in your province. And you have actually host a student ICT conference, which is, that was news to me. I don't know of any other jurisdiction doing that in Canada. How does ICT fit into the success equation in supporting a teacher professional practice, in your opinion?
Well, I think the one of the key points for ministers, and I think parents and teachers are on exactly the same page too, is that technology must serve education and not the other way around. Pedagogy right. comes first, not Twitter, right?
Right.
That said, as the OECD report for the summit notes, technology, especially ICT, can be disruptive sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
Based by education experts is how to experience the shock of the new without being overwhelmed by it. Teachers are becoming more and more digitally savvy, and this is a good thing. And
right.
We know that here in Alberta. In fact, we're moving forward with our student learning assessments in grade 3, 6, and 9 that are going to be entirely online and digital. But we need to think more about how education systems themselves need to be savvy about technology. iPads in the classroom, without a curriculum that successfully drives their use, well, those iPads, really, they're just metal and glass and transistors, and they're going to get in the way. So we need to incorporate technology, but not let it drive the agenda.
Absolutely. And that notion of media literacy and awareness among students and appropriateness of use is so critical as well, isn't it?
Well, it really is. We want our students and our teachers, all of us in the education system, to be high-functioning digital citizens, right? Digital literacy is critical for the future.
So you're kicking off the global component this afternoon. Canada, Alberta performs at the top of the charts, top five, if I'm not mistaken, globally, according to the OECD rankings. What do provinces and as a country, what do we need to do to stay in a leadership position from your perspective? And how can CMAC play a greater role in that? Because there seems to be an evolution of ministers coming in and out. Is there a way to sustain a vision that will take us well into the 21st century?
I can only speak for my colleagues in general terms, of course. It's my privilege to serve as the chair of CMAC. On their behalf, I would say each province and territory is working on its own challenges and opportunities. And, of course, that is the beauty of the Canadian approach to education. It enables change to occur where it needs to occur, and it avoids the pitfall of a one-size-fits-all model across the country. That said, I think we need to recognize the need for continuous improvement for individual students in the classroom and in our education systems as a whole. To a large extent, I think that means focusing on what we're already doing well, ensuring high equity for all of our students and high performance in all of our systems, addressing foundational skills like literacy and numeracy, and collecting system-wide data on performance through participation in assessments like OECD's PISA and our own Pan-Canadian Assessment Program. And CMAC has a critical role to play to facilitate these kinds of assessment activities and the gathering of data, the sharing of information, the collaboration that takes place. Ministers of Education come and go, but CMAC can provide
right.
a forum for stability and future engagement and ongoing discussion. You're right. We can be very proud of our education system as it compares to the rest of the world. Much of the world looks to Canada for our continuing leadership, and we're honored to be able to share our stories with the world, even at this particular summit, this international summit on teacher excellence. We're honored in Alberta to be hosting this. We're honored in all of Canada to share this with the world. And we look forward to attending future such summits as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Minister Dirks.
Yes, it's great to chat with you, Robert. Best to you and Mindshare Learning Canada.
Well, thank you. We look forward to our future collaboration, you know, through C21 Canada. We've co-hosted a couple of events in the past with CMAC, and we greatly value that partnership. And thank you so much again. That was the Honorable Gordon Dirks, Minister of Education in Alberta, Chair of the Council of Ministers of Education, hosting the International Summit on the Teaching Profession this weekend in lovely Banff, Alberta. And I hope the weather's a little warmer than it is in Toronto, because we're still in winter mode here. And don't miss our next issue of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's Learning Technology e-magazine, this coming Wednesday in April, that will feature this podcast. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.